This channel one right on a new reel, setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of February 1971. Channel one right on this new reel. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of February 1971. Channel one right on this new reel. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of February 1971. Channel one right on this new reel. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of February 1971.
Got this up at the citrus tower. Just,
they
just
all kind of jugs.
And then isn't that a nice little jug?
A nice little jug.
Yeah.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Got all this old stuff over here.
Well, ain't nobody gonna bother that stuff.
Can't ever clear the table, Miss Ed.
Well, I still wonder why I didn't realize why that plum tree wasn't blooming.
You thinking about that? Just cause I happened to think about it.
Now, Miss Daisy, you didn't have to think about it. You already knew.
Well, that's true, too. I noticed them flowers, you know, different kinds that was in shade most of the time. They'd be late blooming this time of year, but where the sun rise on them and the sun still on them, long time. They open good while before they've been in shade.
Miss Daisy, I'm so silly. Those trees have been out there a long time, and every year I wonder why this one always blooms and this one doesn't. And you know, I...
Then later on, this one blooms.
Yeah.
Later on, it blooms. You see, it's got buds for blooms.
So that has a great deal of shade, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, when you're hearing from the folks.
Oh, we hear from them every once in a while. They're doing fine.
Coal are plenty up there.
Coal are plenty up there. But you see, you're like my daddy. He always knew those things, and he never had to be told.
No, he already knew for himself. Well, you see, he was watchful. He's careful, and he kept what he seen and what he saw. When time for it to pass, well, then he knows it.
So you just learn by watching.
Yes, ma'am. That's the way I learn, by watching.
Well, I'd say you had to have a little, pretty good amount of sense before you could watch.
So, like my husband used to tell me, he said, if you was any kind of officer, police, or sheriff, or anything, so I wouldn't stay in the county you was in. I said, why not? So you just watch and said I couldn't do nothing. That you see me. You know? So you'd see me. I said, well, that's what your two eyes is for. To see what you can see. Why you can see. One day you may can't see.
Well, sure makes
you. You don't have to tell it. You don't have to tell it. Nobody has to tell you when it's past time for them.
That's right.
Plum trees.
That's right.
And all those little violets down there.
They blooming again, Mr. Mott. They get killed one week in the sunshine out a few days, and it's back green blooming.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Well,
did Doris, did she notice all them flowers?
No, sir. No. Don't you see she ain't got none?
Well?
Ain't got time.
She not got any flowers.
You don't see no flowers around this place. Just see a few trees around there. Some of them bloom sometimes.
Well, does she notice those that you've got?
Mm-hmm.
She does.
Yes, sir. She notices them.
Yeah.
Sometimes she said to him, "Well, Mama, how come you got so-and-so and I got it?" I say, "See, I take care of Mama." I say, "You ain't got time to have them." I got time. Come along there sometime, I'm pouring them out, trying to get them. I wouldn't dig out there in that yard like you do for nothing. I said, "Well, it ain't in you to do it." Great. But if you're going to have anything, you got to take care of it.
You're going to have flowers, you got to
watch. You got to work.
You kind of got to keep them on your mind?
Keep the flowers on your mind. I do. I keep mine on my mind. Thinking first one way or another, what could I do? So on, so on, so. Leave, I move it. Where you gonna put it? I put it in sitting in such a place.
Then you gotta. There's your room, Miss Davy. Any beauty? You can see him better if it had that screen out. And watch the window.
Well, Miss Mars, when you hear from Miss Patterson and how is she getting on?
I'm going up and see her this morning.
Oh, you is.
I don't think she's doing too good now. What do you hear?
I don't hear from her.
She's over at that rest home, you know, just outside of town.
So she's where?
She's over at that rest home.
Is she?
Yeah.
I thought she was home.
No.
Ain't nobody up there.
Nobody up there.
Well, I didn't know there.
She's got to be there where the doctor can see her.
That's right.
And he won't come out here, you know, anymore. Not anymore, they won't.
Well, now, Miss Daisy, I'm beginning to understand how. Some of the reasons why you're a good gardener, why you can do things, because you notice things. I'm still thinking about that plum tree guy.
She just don't understand, Mr. Myers, why that she couldn't think that that tree was in the shade most of the time.
Yeah.
And that keep it cool. Yeah. Well, this moon, this side of the road, when the sun rises, it rises on it. Shining on it when it gets up, bird tree shine right on that bush. That warms them buds, you see, and they open for these on this side.
Yeah. That's right. Huh? Oh, yeah. You know, I've noticed that. You get little plum trees. Some of them bloom a month from now.
That's right.
Depend on kind of where they are, don't it?
When you plant your flowers, then you think about that.
Yes.
You keep that on your mind.
That's right. But I can't get them all in the sunshine. I can't get them all where the sun rises on. But then where the sun rises on, they grow faster. They do better.
Yeah.
You know, for a while, but them others was cool so long, it takes some time.
Well, now Doris has a whole lot of things on her mind.
And what it is, I can't tell you. You know, somebody give her some of these pretty petunias. You know, you can buy some they double. Well, I told her, I said, son, you better give me two or three of these. She ain't gonna take care of these things. Them things stayed right there in the thing she bought them and died. God, I can't go to town, you see, and go where the plants is at and all that, like they do. Did I have me some more plants? I get me some petunias, I get me some more caladiums and plus one thing and nothing. Well, somebody, she's lucky enough for somebody to give her some. And then she won't take care of
it. And she got too much on her mind.
Well, what is it, Mr. Meyer? She ain't got no money. Sure ain't worrying about that. Maybe worrying about getting some, but she sure ain't got none. And her job, it won't bring much. It don't bring as much as she can spend. Yet, she gets good pay.
Yeah.
But it takes too much from the live. That's one thing. I tell her, I said, if I could make what you make, $10 and $12 a day, I said, I wouldn't worry for nothing. I wouldn't need nothing.
Well,
of course, I'd have my money, and I could go buy what little I need and have some money left. But they never have enough. They don't never have enough.
Well, they got a lot of, they have to buy right smart to food.
Yes, so they buy lots of it.
And they
waste a lot. Them children.
Oh, they do?
They waste up a lot. She cooked plenty of things. They won't eat it. They don't want it. Well, she goes away and cook them something else.
Oh.
Well, she got them just that spoiled.
Yeah.
But she wasn't like that. I cook what I thought I wanted to cook. I put it on the table. It was breakfast, or your breakfast ready. We eat. They go onto that table and eat. They eat what I cooked. Noontime, night, the same thing. Well, now, they don't hurt you no hardly eat to the table. Just now and then, they go get what they want off the stove. Well, it feel like eating in the living room, they carry to the living room. Feel like eating it in their bedroom, they carry in there. And eat it, if they want to eat it in the kitchen, they eat that. They eat where they want. Now and then, they eat to the table. I just sit there and look at them and think about it. You know, his old sin, but it's a true one. Train your child in the way you'd have it go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. Well, you know the trouble? You can't get him trained. If you could train him, he wouldn't depart from it, but you can't train him. One thing you can do, you can have him to obey you while he's in your house. And he's thinking all the time, when I get grown, I'm going to do something different. Well, you can't train. When he gets up, he's going out there. That's what he's been thinking about getting all this time. And you can't help yourself. But if you could train him different from that, he wouldn't depart from it. Tell him he's got to where you can't train him no more. You tell him, teach him this, to do this. Well, when he goes out there, that crew doing something different. He like that Benny do what I told him. And that's what he's going for.
Well, now, you sit there and watch him. One of them eat in the living room when he just knows. And you can see Doris and your children sitting there where you had, where did you all eat there? In the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. No. They eat to the table. We eat to the table. Oh, together when I was raising mine. But they don't.
Now, you had your table right there, not too far from the kitchen stove.
Not far from the stove. I had a big kitchen down there, and I had a big table. The table we eat on, it set this way. And then, right in the middle of the floor, it was about that far from the stove. I had a room turned around there, do what I want. I get the food done, I put it over there on the table. Put the plates here. I know how many had to eat. I put them in the plate there. Well, I put the food over there in the middle of the table. Now you come eat.
You set at one end.
Yeah. Bennett Oven, when he was there. Well, the children was on each side. You had three children, you see.
So now you all just set the table and did your eating.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, when I had my mother and my aunt and my sister's boy and my cousin's son, well, the way I would do that, they had to wait. I'd fix their breakfast first and let them eat where they could get on out. Well, I always had their breakfast by 5:36, because they had to put work at 7. So, when they was finished and gone, then me and the children, we would eat together, and then they get out and go to school.
But then you all sat down, and there wasn't any getting up all the time.
No, well, nobody getting up all the time.
And you could talk at the table.
That's right.
Yeah, they didn't want any rush.
No, and no. They would have to get their lesson, but they mostly got their lesson at night. Because when they go to school all the morning, well, you see, they had to work when they come home. I was in the field and they was to the house. My children were small. Right below where I lived, there was lots of blackberries on that great big one. When they'd come from school, they'd get buckets and things and go down there in them bushes and pick berries. Sometime I'd come, I had a great big dishpan. They'd be done to pick that thing full of berries.
Goodness.
Well, now I got a job tonight putting up them berries.
A nice job, though.
Night job.
Nice job.
That's right. Putting up them berries. Well, they done gathered them. I wasn't going to throw them away.
Well,
I still like them. And I did too. Yeah. I wouldn't tell them.
Now, what did you, how did you put them up, Miss Daisy?
Well, some of them, I just canned them.
Uh-huh.
I just put them on and let them come to a boil and set them off and put them in a jar.
Uh-huh.
Put a top on them. Some of them, if I was going to make jam, I'd wash them and I'd put sugar on them. Cover them up. Cover them up with sugar. And tomorrow, they'd be done draw the juice out of them. Oh, I just put them on the stove. And when I come, and let them cook to a syrup thick, I'll put them in the jar. Put them in. Well, they like them, the jam for breakfast in the morning. On the biscuits. And I liked it between meals. If I get hungry, well, I'd get me a biscuit if it was there and there. Give me a spoonful, put it on there and eat it. Well, if it wasn't there and there, I'd do the diet till I got mine.
If it wasn't there and there, you'd do what? Do without it.
No,
do that. Well, now, if they had eaten like that, they might sit down to table now if they had something like that to eat.
Mm-hmm. If they had it, I don't know what they eat. That's the way more than they eat down there.
Now, the Eatons had never had anything like that.
Say,
like
did?
Them blackberries.
Who didn't?
These children down here now.
These children down here? No, they don't pick them now.
So they never had anything like that?
Uh-uh. Well, the most of the Arch children did, because you see, I raised. So they was up so. When Elizabeth went to her mom, she was washing dishes, cooking, and helping to iron with the clothes when her mom come from Clearwater. And I got talking about that one day. Dodge said something about raising. Elizabeth said to her, said, well, you can't say you raised us. Said, Grandma raised us. And no, she didn't. She said, Elizabeth said, Mama said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. So when you come home and took us up there, we was washing dishes and wringing out clothes and ironing clothes and doing everything else. She didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing, I just listened at them. Oh. You see, children pay attention to things. They know things. Now that Elizabeth, she got more sense than her mom. More thinking sense than her mother.
Now that was when Doris and them was down
Clearwater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many years they stayed down there, but I took care of the children.
Well,
she'd come home and time to have a baby. And she stayed home till she had the baby, got straight and everything. Then the baby was left there with me. And me and my mother and my aunt took care of the baby till they got up aside. Well, you see, when I work in the morning, I work in the field. Well, my mother and my aunt, they was to the house. They wasn't working then. So they would say after them for me. Why, if I was working when I wouldn't interfere. I'd see after myself. Doris was in Clearwater throwing Buddy. Seen after them.
And they were there a long time.
Yes, yeah, so they were there a long time. I tell you, Elizabeth and Aaron and them, they was big children. And they tells her too. And she gets to tell me, I said, you ain't done all that much for us. Grandma raised us. When you come home, we was big enough to do anything for ourselves.
Well, now, Aaron and Elizabeth know how to work.
Yes, sir, they know how to work.
But see you later, one.
Oh, they got a nothing to one in the Navy. He knew how to work.
Yeah,
sure. Your brother, Tim Benjamin.
I don't know him.
You don't know him. He was something.
Is he the oldest?
He's the second boy that's living.
Yeah.
He has Aaron, Benjamin, and Samuel, and David.
Yeah.
That's the boys. What's his name? It's just Elizabeth and Catherine. Go for it.
Well, now, Elizabeth was always right smart.
Always that smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she always was willing to do what I asked her to do, and still is. If I tell her more, I said, tell Elizabeth I want to see her. She's going to come.
Yeah.
Soon as she get the word, she's coming. Lots of time, my mom don't think about it until I see her. She comes down. I asked her sometime, I said, did you tell Beth, or did you see? I ain't seen her. I said, you didn't have to see her. I said, you could have called her. I said, you'd wanted something with her, you'd have got her. Next day, she going to tell her.
Well, Miss Daisy, after you left up on the River Six Road there, and you had your children,
mm-hmm.
and then you helped Doris raise her
children,
you didn't need any sidekick like Francis Percy. You didn't have time for.
Yes, I had mine, and I helped to raise hers. But then, you see, I had my nephew. Well, my mother, she kept him. That was my sister's son. Well, my mother kept him all the time. Well, when she decided she wanted to come here and stay with me, well, then she had to bring the boy, the baby, my sister's son. All right. Well, they got along. All right. They didn't fuss and fight one another. I'd tell them, I said, I ain't got no fight. They'd have their little arguments, you know, and things like children do, I'm going to do so and so. I said, not hardly. Because if that get done, I'm going to do it. They stop. Well, later long then he went back to Georgia to visit. So he brought J.C. back with him. That was Gracie's son. See, Gracie, she's my first cousin. That made the boy my second cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So I had him too. I had all them there in my house, and we got along.
But you arranged it.
That's right.
Like you said.
And they thinks about me now. J.C. every once in a while, him and his wife will come, and they'll bring, never come hardly out to bring me something.
Where's J.C.?
Where's J.C.? In Gainesville. That's right.
Well,
okay,
when you was up there, Georgia, up on the River Six Road, Miss Daisy, you was sort of gay.
Mm-hmm.
And you had time to fish a little and mess around and
I could go fishing sometime. A little while.
But now after you've got your children and then all these others.
Well, my mother and my aunt, they was to the house most of the time. Now and then they'd go to fish. Now my aunt, she liked to fish. She loved it to go fishing.
Yeah.
But my mama, she came up and buy. She roasted and piece quilts or patch or do something there to that house. We had with them children. Sometime I'd go with my aunt a little while up there. But I really didn't have fishing time. Because in the summertime, I'd give a moss and wash an iron. You see, when the crops give out there, when they've got the weather, if you need some field, everything about to give them and gone, well, then I had to keep my little washings whilst I was working, so I'd have it when I wasn't working to pick up me a little change, my moss and my washing. That's what took care of us in the summertime. Now Ben, he would work, he'd have something to do all the time. But you see, somebody with that big a crowd, you know, they wasn't getting no old age assistant then. There wasn't nobody on welfare then. You had to get it the best way you could. You just had to work for it. That's what you had to get. So now, folks on the welfare ain't got no business on it. You ought to be working. But they ain't going to work. As long as we work for them.
Well, David, what that done was, you see, you when you were growing up, you see, you was carefree, and then you had to work and get so solemn all the time.
That's right.
Everything you done, you had to make it count.
Had to make it count. I do that today. What little I get, I try to take care of it. If it's a little bit of money, I try to spend it wisely.
Well, now, when you and your mom and them went to the woods to gather moss, you see, you didn't have time to talk. You had
Well, my mother, she didn't talk much. She didn't talk much, and she didn't want to hear you talking all the time. But me and my aunt could talk. You get in one place and see him and nothing, you have big time. She hears that just sometimes. You know, she said to sometimes, well, y'all can talk more than anybody I ever see in my life. I said, we ain't talking about no more. You got to be talking about somebody. What else you going to be doing if you ain't talking about somebody? He said, well, we ain't talking bad. We'd be hush or get on out somewhere else that she couldn't hear. She ain't talking.
Well, now, what was your aunt interested in, Miss?
My aunt? Well, you see, she get them all. She took in washing.
I mean, what is she interested in at your
her church?
Talking about, you didn't talk about the church all the time.
Church. And when she was a girl, how folks done then and the different in them now.
Well, how did they do then?
When she was a girl?
Yeah.
Well, you see, when she was a girl, there wasn't much they did. Nothing. What? Stay at home. Go to church when Sunday comes.
Yeah.
Have some parties, maybe. Have some parties.
Yes,
have a good time.
Well, parties. I don't think
so. Well, did she think about it when she was a girl? That's when people had a good time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She said it had a good time.
Yeah.
Well, that stuff they was carrying on then, it was good to them. They enjoyed that. They didn't know nothing else but that. Well, they were happy with it. That's just like me. When I was coming up, I thought that what they did was just right.
Yes,
it was
sir.
Just right for me.
Just right for you.
Enjoyed it and had a big time.
Yes.
I thought, but now, this year, what they got, enjoying, I don't care a thing about it.
Well, when you were growing up, Miss Ada, who did you knock around with then? Who were your buddies then?
Hang around with the same.
Yeah, when you were growing up, who were your buddies when you was growing up?
Well, it was, I think it was about seven of us girls grew up there on one plantation.
Yeah.
That was me, Phoebe, Ada, and Ida. Ada and Ida, they were twins.
Oh.
They was wireless. Phoebe, that was my first cousin, that my mother's brother's daughter. Oh, there's a bunch of us girls. Okay, we'd get out there moonshiny nights and play hide and go seek. Something else.
In the moonlight.
In the moonlight.
Big old trees.
Yes, we lived in a bow, kind of just pine trees,
yeah.
Big pine. And we'd hide around behind them trees. You see, and they'd find us, and here we go.
And whoever got to the home base,
mm-hmm.
Where was your base?
They would be to the home base, and we'd didn't make a mark there.
Out there in the yard?
Out there in the yard. You have a tree like that, marked by that tree.
Yeah.
Right there.
And whoever hit that first.
That's right.
So you really had to stretch then to get
there.
Oh,
you did. You did. Yeah. You didn't find many sick children, see? There wasn't many sick grown ups, either. Folks was healthy back then.
Yeah.
Then. The
and
doctors.
They could just stretch them legs and run.
Go. Then the doctor would come to you back there then. Mm-hmm. They'd come to your house. But they won't do it now.
You had them old, all them nice pine trees where
they
you could
were
hide.
Nice pine trees.
Yeah.
And they was nice. They were just as straight as a stick. And then some had limbs way up near the top,
yeah.
Kind of like an umbrella.
Yeah.
But all long, middle with the bottom, little middle way. There were no limbs on them.
And the ground was clear.
Ground was clear.
Didn't have a whole lot of bushes like
no,
they have now.
No, sir. Are you wondering why they don't burn off here? Don't burn the field. It's just the law now, ain't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, used to, not home in Georgia, every year, about this time of year, I reckon, they would burn off the field.
Yeah.
They'd set that grass and burn it and burn the woods and all that old dead stuff, they'd burn it up. But you can't do it now. Then it wouldn't be long for fresh green grass would come out. All in their pasture where they kept their cattle. But But now they won't blame nothing. They're not blame nothing. And there wasn't many snakes up there. It is here, neither.
Yeah.
I don't know what to come of, but you didn't hardly ever see no snakes up there. Because they had big old fields, you see. I guess there were snakes back there in the woods.
Yeah. Well, Miss Daisy, when you sitting over here like at Doris's, and you just see them children get a plate full of something, go off and out of the room, either. Now then you can see your table over there, when your, where your children are.
That's right. But,
and then you can see that table where you used to sit.
That's right. That's right. And think about it.
Now that was...
how nice it was then to me and how it is now.
Now you can see, you can see your kitchen.
That's right.
Your, where you was brought up.
That's right.
You pull your table up close to the stove? Had a big old table?
I had a big table.
Your mama? Way back?
Oh, yes, my mama had a big table. But this is my own table. I don't know what become of my mother's table.
But now, in that kitchen there, your mother's kitchen there, that's that where you grew up.
She had a big long table. Her table set back this table.
Yeah.
Crossways. But mine set straight.
Yeah.
But the table I brought up, you know, it set back this table. But it was about twice as big as this table.
And it's right there next to the stove.
Right there. Well, when she got a stove, but I was mostly brought up on a chimney, fireplace. My mother cooked in the fireplace. She had a great big old oven like that.
Oven?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Had three legs on it and a top over it. And she'd get coals out of that chimney and pull them out for as she wanted and set that oven on there. She cooked bread in it. She cooked baked cakes in there, in that oven. She baked sweet potatoes in that oven. Well, some way or other, I don't know how it was done. But my dad had a piece of iron up, coming up in the chimney some way or another, but that piece of iron went across. But he had a hook in the middle of that, well, my mama would hang her pot over that. And that's the way she bought her greens and anything she was going to borrow. Well, it couldn't turn over and it couldn't fall. It stayed there till she took it down.
Yeah. She didn't have to stay there and watch it all the time.
No, sir. And she's going to bake a cake. But you know, that's been amusing to me how they could do it. But they could set that oven the right temperature. They put just so much of fire on top. Well, that she'd had a top to it. And bake that prettiest cake. Yeah, to go plain cakes like that.
Oh, you'd love to have a slice of that now.
What the? Oh, don't say nothing. When that cake get done, she put a towel on the table. Thick paper and a towel. She take that cake out of there and lay it up there to cool. Stay right there.
Oh, Miss Daisy.
But now they buy racks to lay the cakes on. to cool. But then they made the racks, put a thick paper there and a thick towel. Now my mama done that. I watched her do it many times. I've done it many times, but I've never baked a cake in an oven with three legs on. I never got to that. You see, when I come up, they was getting stoves then. The stove back then, I didn't see no stove. In my mama's house. But they had big and then they had little fryers to cook their meat in.
I just make sure.
She baked biscuits in that oven. But back then, I hear my what big biscuits Miss Mary made. But that's the way they made them a long time ago. My mom's, all of hers, would be big as that cup.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't need but one.
Uh-huh.
And a small child, they couldn't eat a whole one of them things. It's too big.
Yeah.
And then they were wide and thick of cotton. They grew up.
And brown.
Mm-hmm. But they were good.
Yes.
Now she.
And you had them there. You had them on the table. Where did she put them when you wasn't eating?
What the biscuits? When they finished eating them. You see, my daddy, he'd take something like that cabinet, a
safe.
Box or something, safe or something like that. But she'd put them in there, and he had a door to it. Closed the door.
That keeps the bugs out.
Mm-hmm. When she warned them, next time, she put fire under that set them in there, and let them warm.
Oh.
And take them out.
Now, she didn't have to cook them every meal.
No, sir. She didn't have to cook them. She's going to cook cornbread. She put in that oven. That's what she gets in. Long pones like that. When it got done, it was good.
Yeah.
As I said, there wasn't nobody sick much then.
What did you leave sitting on the table?
She didn't leave nothing on the table.
Nothing?
She cleared her table.
The vinegar?
Vinegar, syrup, and sugar, everything. She took it off of her table.
And preserves?
Took it off the table. I did put the preserves up there. And then sometimes, well, she had one little side table over there where she put coffee or something on. You know, she just like that in that jar. If she had coffee left over in the morning, she'd pour it in a jar, put a top on it, and set it over there. Wash her pot out. She got ready to make more coffee. She'd make more coffee, and then she'd get this over here that done, pour it in with that after it got cooked.
Yeah.
That's plenty of coffee.
I like the old coffee better than the fresh, long time.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just as good to me. Now, when I'm home and it's cold like this, if I go outdoors and do something, I go in the house and send a coffee in there, drink.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I don't want no cold coffee. I said, still tastes like coffee to me.
Oh, yes.
Now, drink it cold or hot.
It got more taste than hot coffee, doesn't it? Well,
did the calf ever come?
Let me tell you, Miss, you didn't, you didn't clear your table.
Me? Just about it. I'd leave salt. Sometimes I'd leave sugar on there. It was in a bowl or something with a top on it.
Sugar.
I'd leave that. Well, I helped take it off when I got ready to put dinner on there. So I said, well, I just felt they'd have done it this morning. But I didn't. I don't know why. But I'd take it off when time to put dinner on there. And set it over there. I had a little shelf, kind of like the little shelf you made. That is the handiest thing.
Oh, it's nice to have a shelf, ain't it?
Oh, it's so nice. And she gave me some paper to go on.
You know, they ought to put them up when they build a house, Miss.
They say, I'll put you up a shell.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is,
yeah.
A shell.
And then you got to hire a carpenter and put in what you want. But now, Miss Daisy, Miss Doris, she don't clear her table.
No, never. You see, the preacher, he has to eat to my house every Sunday, every first and third Sunday. She won't feed him down to her house. She says too much goes on down there, too many children, boys and things down there. She come up there, she fixed the table, fixed my table, just like she wanted, and they go there. Come that easy. They haven't been there so much, they don't stop down to her house no more. They come on up to my house and wait till she get it fixed. She cook it down her house and tore it up there.
And then you all sit down and eat it.
Sit down and eat.
Yeah. Well, now, does she stay all afternoon there with you?
Sometimes she do, and sometimes she don't.
Like last?
First Sunday, she stayed there all day. All afternoon.
Doris did?
Yes.
Well, she did.
They tried to go somewhere, but they got up the road yonder. The further they got, the worse the weather got.
Yeah, raining.
So they decided they better try to come back home.
Yeah.
So they did.
Miss Daisy, Doris loved to hear the preacher talk.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She likes to hear stuff.
But she don't believe anything he said.
Yes, sir. She likes to hear him talk, but she don't. She just likes to hear him talk.
It's just. She don't expect too much.
No. No. He need not expect too much.
Now, you never eat with George's, Martha Mitchell.
See, I never eat with her. No, sister, a long time. I don't think I ever used to eat to her table.
You mean you never sat down at her table?
No.
As long as you know her?
As long as I know. And as good a friend as we is. I don't know a better woman than Martha.
Well,
she's just as kind and favorable and sweet as she can be.
But the people like that are dull, Miss Daisy.
But I never know her to visit much. Me and her, the most of the time, when I stayed over yonder, the longest time she would stay to my house, she'd be helping me do something.
Oh.
And when she gets through, she go home.
Well, that was sort of a dull way to do.
Sometimes I'd go down to her house. I'd have something I think she wanted or she could use. I'd take it down there.
And you didn't say anything?
Just take it down there a little while, sit there a few minutes, go home.
I never heard of such thing.
Well, I just always liked it, the place I call home. I spend the most of my time there. I always could find something to do there to keep from getting lonesome.
And bored.
That's right.
Well,
your aunt was the best company that I want.
Oh, yes. My aunt was good company. You know, she used to help Miss Patterson a lot. As long as she was able, she would help me.
But she laughed a lot.
Huh?
She laughed. And
yes, she would laugh a lot.
Sort of gay like you were.
Me.
Sort of gay and
yes.
like you were.
Yes, and I think she was more gay than me. My aunt.
And what was her name?
Ida.
Oh, yes, oh. I've heard Miss Patterson talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ida.
Ida Jenkins.
Uh-huh. And she was your mother's sister?
Yes, ma'am. It was two of them. Well, for a while, it was three. They had a brother, but he died about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. So all of them gone now. My mama and her sister. And all my sisters but one. It ain't but two of us. We don't have a brother. Just two girls. The oldest one and the baby.
Did she sing?
Who?
Ida.
Yes, she sang.
I don't know, Miss Daisy. I can't figure out. I've been thinking about that all week.
What?
Y'all sing at home. I can't figure out where you sang.
You sit around the fireplace there. Sing. Sit around the house there and sing. Sometimes, if it was warm, you get out on our porch and sing.
Yeah.
You could find a place to sit down to sing.
Well, now, you didn't need books to sing.
Mm-mm. No, sir. When we sing like that, we didn't use no books.
No.
We just sung.
Well, now, that was the way to do it, you see. Now, let me tell you. But when you all sat down to eat, you was quiet.
Quiet? Yes, sir.
You all didn't make no noise when you eat?
No, sir. They didn't have no fussing around there. You sit down here to eat and not to chat. They would talk some things. Want somebody to think about something, say
sure.
Something sometime and talk something, but just like they do now, I say. Just a whole lot. You better not.
Oh, you mean that's the way they do now?
They do it down there.
Well, that's the reason Miss Doris has to have the preacher up your house.
Old kind of them boys.
Well, now you know that would be right nice. You can just sit down there and watch them come and go,
mm-hmm.
and just think about your own table.
That's right. Just like I. Sitting there on the porch. Sunday, I come out on the porch and I see the horse and the wagon coming. I stood there and watched him turn there. I said, oh, good gracious, he got a load of them. Wonder where is he going to carry them? In this wind.
That's when Cookie was taking his horse and wagon out the front lane here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a load, didn't he?
He had a load of them. And I asked myself, I said, wonder where is he carrying him in this wind?
And you thought about the times you'd been in a wagon.
Down road in a wagon. It looked like old times.
You didn't ride in a wagon down here.
I ain't been in a wagon, I don't think, since I've been here.
It sure feels different, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, it haven't been so long. Well, I worked a long time. Yeah, And we walked to work.
Yeah.
They didn't ride you to work. We walked to work. Now, we'd meet up there at the packing house, the hands. So we would all meet up there to that packing house. Then we would go on over to the silo over there. We'd get our orders from there, which way I go, and which way you go, and different things like that. Well, our order, she was already in the jail when we got there. Gary Crew had his walk. Now, that's when Mr. Richardson, old man Richardson, he was living. Him and them two boys, Mark and Leroy, they was the first ones down there. When we get there, and we were horned, our hold was sharp, sitting out there. You get your horn, I get mine. You get your water, and you go sit your feet. I go sit your feet, like that.
But, did you walk?
No, they can't walk.
Even when they get there, they got to ride out the
you
field.
You got to ride them to the field and ride them out. And I tell them I ain't no nothing. Bye.
Close the door. Well, but you're all noisy, Miss Daisy.
Yes, we get all noisy when we get out there in that field. Get our rolls and start the work. Then we'd start our chat.
And you'd tune up.
Well, I guess I better get back young, see what that old man doing.
So you better get your mama. She gonna visit any?
I won't.
What's the latest
going? What is she doing?
She's just getting herself ready to go to town.
You hadn't checked in on J.R.?
No, J.R. was over here Sunday.
Oh, was
he? I seen him down there with Buddy.
I want you to show Guy your shoes.
My shoes?
Guy, I want you to see something.
You're getting personal.
Look at here. I want you to look and tell Guy about those shoes.
He see these shoes. She wants me to show you just how they made. She wonders where they are. You see they lying.
Oh,
really?
Oh.
Lined it all the way. Bottom and top. Your feet don't get cold.
That spoiled you, won't it? That spoiled a fella, wouldn't it?
I asked her where she got them.
And they feel good.
They do. They just soft.
I tell you, you see, these shoes I got on, they don't keep your feet warm.
No, not so.
I just got old socks on up here. But I've been watching you in those shoes.
So you've been watching?
I've been.